Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Father, for this privilege too. Father, as we prepare thy word, pray that you would be with me, help me, and pray that what we speak will be the truth and what we have, O Lord, learned. And we thank you for this privilege once again. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. The topic for today I've chosen is the Great Reset. I don't think it is a topic that we have taken up, but it is a topic that has been spoken about for many years now. When they talk about the Great Reset, it is usually an economic reset, and that has happened many a time. We know that when nations go bankrupt with their currency, they have a reset. That is an economic reset. But what I like to do today is the Great Reset that the people that are talking, which is different from an economic reset. And so we would look and see what that is about. And if you look at those words below the Great Reset, I have put that, is this preparing the way for the man of sin? The man of sin is Antichrist. So that is a question that I am raising for myself, and you will see if there is any validity to that. So before I go into that topic, I would like to read a verse from Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11, and reading from verse 46. I'm just going to read that one verse. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 36. And it says, "And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done." Now, when you look at Daniel chapter 11, Daniel chapter 11 talks about the initial portion, talks about war between the northern kingdoms and the southern kingdoms, or the kings, and that is talking about Syria and Egypt. Those are the two nations it talks about. Actually, Daniel chapter 11, verse 1 to 35 has already happened. It has already happened, and that has been accomplished. The angel is talking to Daniel and telling him that, and for us today, that has already been happened. That was the war that the kingdoms of those days waged between Syria and Egypt. And in between, unfortunately, was the land of Israel, and they were sandwiched between two of these great nations, and they suffered the consequences of that. However, when you start verse 36, it starts off of something that has not happened, and is talking about the Antichrist. The words that I just read was the beginning of the words that we see them, the angel, talking about the Antichrist. So starting verse 36 all the way down to 45 leads and gives us some of the characteristics of Antichrist. And as we look at this Great Reset, we would look at and see if there is any reason to believe that this is preparing the way for the Antichrist. As we all know, as we read in Matthew chapter 3, And verse 3, it says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. This was the preparation for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to start his ministry. These are the words of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was sent by God so that he can prepare for the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that he can let the Israelites, the Jews, know that God is going to bring forth his Son, Jesus Christ, and that is what we see. So I was raising this question myself, if what we are seeing with what this new group of people, or not new, but this group of people that are doing to this world or planning to do to this world, are they preparing for the Antichrist? They have given 8 predictions. I do not know if any of you have been following the Great Reset. Let me just ask by a show of hands, could you, by raising your hands, tell me if you have been following the things about the Great Reset? Would you raise your hand if you've been following it? Okay, thank you. All right, not very many. So I will go through and give you the 8 predictions that they have been predicting, and some of this has already been happening. The predictions are for 2030, and the process of it has already started. So who are the people behind this? Let me give you a little bit about that. You might have heard about the conferences that are going on once a year, annual conferences in Switzerland, in the place called Davos. The leaders, which are the presidents, the kings, the prime ministers, the CEO of major corporations, politicians, journalists, billionaires, all of them gather once a year at conference, and their agenda are 8 predictions that they have for this world. Is it going to happen? I do not know. I am neither a proponent for them, or against, but I'm trying to make it known because this is important. Who are we looking for? We are looking for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is whom we are looking for, and that is where our eyes needs to be. But what are these people looking for and doing is my question. Are they preparing the way for the Antichrist? The leader of the group is someone here on the left, which is Klaus Gray, which is the one on the left. And the other person you know, which is now King Charles III. These two are very prominent members of the World Economic Forum. This is the group that have come up with these 8 predictions, and I will go through that shortly. There are 2 others. Now, I need to mention King Charles was a very strong proponent and environmentalist, and one of the statements that they have been saying is never leave out an opportunity that you can find to do things that you have been planning to do. And so we see that they have got this group of people. It's not 1 or 2, it's not 10, it's hundreds of people. Hundreds that are in this group that is wanting to bring about what they have planned so far. So we see the other 2 that we have here is the one on the left is the one with the things on his ears. This is George Soros. He is a very prominent man. He is a Hungarian American. He has made his billions shorting the British currency several years ago. He's a billionaire, and he's very, very behind-the-scenes type of a politician. And if you see the problems that's going on in some of the states with the district attorneys that are easy on crime, he is the reason. If you look at the person on the right, this is our own Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, another billionaire, and he is doing a lot of good work, but he's also in this World Economic Forum. This forum consists of, as I said, hundreds of people, thousands of people, and it is not a conspiracy, it's not a theory, it is true. And it is open, they are not hiding anything. It is in fact public. They have a website, and I encourage you all to go and take a look at the website and see what they are saying. It's open there, and to my thinking, they are conditioning the people to the things that are to happen. Let me just go forward before I go any more than describing or saying more about the World Economic Forum. Is to go and talk a little bit about this great reset and what needs to happen in order to do this. Number one, there has to be collapse of nations. Now, we haven't seen anything significant as far as nations being collapsed. Like America is still functioning, Europe is still functioning, Russia is still functioning, China is still functioning. These are some of the major nations of this world. But collapse has to happen. And how are they going to happen? We will look at it. And I have written one has already collapsed, and we will talk about that earlier. It is a small nation. Secondly, there has to be shortage of food. There has to be problems with the food chain. We have already seen that. There has to be famine. Now, we have not seen any famine that we have experienced, but there are some nations that have already been undergoing or suffering from famine. You see, when it doesn't affect us, we don't worry about them. But there are, in African nations, nations have already started having famine. In fact, the stories about famine and food shortages will start by the end of this month. The end of third quarter is when it will start, and it will go on. The next 3 months will be the building months, and 2023 and 2024 will be the years that we will see major problems with food. And that is not to be expected in America, because we have always had much food, plenty of food, but we may have a little touch of that too. The third is the lack and shortage of commodities. Commodities are oil, it is food, it is metals, and all of those. So that may be an issue, but we will see. Then there has to be, number four, is the collapse of the U.S. dollar. Is it possible that the U.S. dollar can collapse? We are so strong. The U.S. dollar right now is the strongest. Is the strongest. If you look at the DXY, which is the measure of the dollar, it is the strongest it has been in several years. So how could the U.S. dollar collapse? Is there a way that people are looking to collapse the dollar? And then there has to be a one world currency. So we will see that. And then number five, I've added the control of the world with a handful of people, and control with one man, the Antichrist. Now let us go on to knowing these are the things that happen before this predictions are to happen. Now, if you have not seen this already, this is on their website of the World Economic Forum. I like you all, if you have time, go through and check this out. This is something that is open. It is, they are not hiding anything at all. Number one, their prediction is, you will own nothing. You will own nothing. Now, if you look at it today, who are those that own nothing? The poor, isn't it? That's whom we call. If you don't have a house, you don't have a car, you don't have material things, you don't have TV, telephone, whatever it is, you are considered poor. But it also says a contradictory statement, and you will be happy. Have you heard of that statement? This is the number one prediction of the World Economic Forum. You will have nothing and you will be happy, and they will have to make this happen by 2030. Do you believe it? If I tell you to give me all your stuff, everything, including your house, won't you fight back? Yes. And they know that people will fight back, and they are ready for it. And I'll give you some examples of that. Number two, this is very striking to me. It says, USA will not be the superpower anymore. It will not be. I cannot believe that. I do not know if you would believe, although there are people trying to get this nation down, bring down this nation. The globalists are trying it. There are some people here that is trying that too. And then it also says, a small people will take control of the world. That's number two. These are the two things that I just cannot believe. But this is what they're predicting for 2030. It has to happen by 2030. Number three, it says you won't die waiting for an organ donor, but they will print one for you. Is that possible? I believe it is, because we already have the 3D printers that are printing organs, liver, kidney, and skin. They're already doing that. But they have not been able to make it functional as yet. There are companies that are doing it, and they think that it will be functional in the next few years. Look at number four prediction. You will eat much less meat. Now, when Americans have read these predictions, they have fought back. They are writing back. They are fighting back, because when you tell them, you take my car, I'm not going to give it to you. Or you take my meat, no way. And that's what is happening. There is a fight back against these things that they have predicted. I'd like you all to go to their website of World Economic Forum and type in 8 predictions for 2030, and you will see all 8 of them. Let me just give you the first 4 today now because of time. And I'd like to expand a little bit on the prophecies that we just looked at in Daniel chapter 11 and verse number 36. And it says, Daniel 11 and verse 36, and it says, and the king shall do according to his will. Who is it talking about? As I mentioned, the first 35 verses of Daniel chapter 11 is talking of things that have already happened. That has happened. But starting from verse 36, these prophecies and these have not happened. So if you look at verse number 36, it says the king shall do according to his will. It's talking about Antichrist. Antichrist will do what he wants according to his own will. He loves himself. He has that self-love. He believes in this I, me, and my. And that's what he's looking for. If you look at this second prophecy there, verse number 36, it says, and he shall exalt himself. He shall exalt himself. That means he will hold himself to the highest standards, the very highest, in fact, the highest standards. And he will speak very highly of himself. We know that when the Antichrist makes his appearance, the good thing about that is we won't be here. And that is why we should be looking, and we are looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, because he will come and take us out of this world. So we are not very concerned about this, but when we hear words like these, are we looking at the Antichrist? That's what I am thinking about. But our sight and our sight is to look up for the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes to take us home. So the third prophecy in that verse, it says, and he will magnify himself above every god. So what he's going to do is, when he comes and makes his presence, he will come because of problems in this world, because of chaos, because of unrest. But I think the main reason he will come with the chaos that will happen in this world is if there is lack of food. We cannot imagine ourselves with lack of food, can you? I don't think any of you can, because we are so used to going to the stores and picking up what we want. We have had a little taste of that with the supply chain problems. Last year, or the year before last, we had some empty shelves, but we don't see that anymore. But lack of food and famine and shortages of food will be what that will bring the people out to the streets. I do not know if there's news that you have been watching about Europe and about Asia. It's already starting. And here we see the Antichrist in verse in number 3 here of the prophecies. He will magnify himself above every god. Now, when you look at it, you see, when he comes on the scene, the first thing he will do, he will make peace for Israel and sign a 7-year peace treaty. And so the Jews will be very happy that he has given them peace. And they will think that he is their Messiah. And they will think that he will bring them all peace, till at the end of 3.5 years, we know that he will get himself seated at the temple of God, and there the desolation will happen, and we will see problems. And that's when the Jews will realize that this is not the man, the Messiah that we thought of, and they will run for their lives. Look at the fourth characteristics and the prophecy here. It says he will blaspheme, speak irreverently about the true God, and he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. And he's talking about those things that he will blaspheme. We can clearly see those verses in Revelation chapter 13, verse 6. And the fifth one in this verse alone, it says, he will prosper for a limited time. God will give the Antichrist a time, that is 7 years. It's a limited time. He will prosper. He will take control of this world. He will rule the world the way he wants. And God sets limits for him. And that's what we see. So these are the five prophecies we can read just out of this one verse. And then there are a few more, 7 more prophecies we will go through the next time, next Sunday. And I want to go through some of the characteristics of these people. The World Economic Forum, I think I've got 2 to 3 minutes, I will use that. And this World Economic Forum, the founder of that, which is Klaus Schwab, wrote a book, written The Great Reset. And it was initiated, and all of these things have been initiated, and they have written that the Great Reset will restrict what you can eat and what you can own. And the eating part is the meat, and the owning part is everything that we own. Now, if you look at the reason why they are bringing the great reset, they are blaming the pandemic that we have had with the COVID-19, and the second reason they are saying is the climate change. Of all the problems secondary to the climate, and they are blaming the climate. And next Sunday, I will go through one by one of the ways that they are looking forward to take over the lands and properties and things of individuals. The hardest for them will be in this land of ours, in America, because they will fight tooth and nail. And do you realize that we have our Internal Revenue Service, our Health and Human Services, and many other departments that are loading up with arms? And why are they loading that up? Because they know there will be a battle if it comes to that. I'm not saying it will, but I'm just alerting to the fact, because we need to spend our time in prayer, come closer to the Lord, and ask the Lord to come and take us all home. This is something that will happen. And so the reason that they say that these reset need to happen is because the economic growth is going to go down. There'll be increased public debt, which is true. Our public debt in the U.S. is $30 trillion. Employment will go down, but right now the employment is at the highest, and our Fed is trying to get the unemployment rate up to 6% to control inflation. So a lot of the working class will be affected. Now, they want to do another thing, and that is they would like to use their control of the people with the fourth industrial revolution. I will discuss that next Sunday. We will go through that, and they are going to use that along with the other inventions that they have. And maybe next Sunday, after you all will have some chance to look up these, the last 10 minutes, we could probably have some question answer time. Because I'm sure if you have not heard about these eight predictions, you'll be yourself wondering, is this true or is this going to really happen? I'm not sure if it's going to really happen, but it is a possibility. We will see. Time is ahead. We have 8 years to watch for and see what could happen. So let us close with a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the words that you have shown towards us, O Lord. And thank you for revealing this information to us. Father, pray that you would be with us as we return to our homes. Help us, O Lord, to come closer to you, to ask thee for help, for peace of mind, and strengthen our bodies to do thy will. Once again, thanking you for this morning, we ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.